we have technical difficulties. I'm not going to give the same message as I did last Sunday. I mean, we got these words from last Sunday's Psalms up here. But I thought I'd just give the announcements while they're kind of going through this so that you kind of know what's going on. In your bulletin, there are some things that are not in there. For instance, there is a birthday announcement for Naomi Adams. Who knows Naomi Adams? Okay. She is going to turn 98 on the 30th of this month. And if you want to send her some birthday wishes, there's the address here. I just have you call Charlie to get the address because it's not in the bulletin. Get the address if you want to send her a little greeting. And you drop those off back by the sound system back there, card, if you'd like, and then we will get them to Jean. Is it Fernandine? Yes. Is that
right.
Who it is?
Yes, that's right.
It is Fernandine.
That's her daughter.
Yeah, see, I knew about Jeff Fernandine. Well, that was in the Army. She was from South Dakota. Delverdine. Levon Delverdine. From the Aberdeen area, I think. So I feel like, who has a name? Oh, there's an Otter Games. We had Dickinson, North Dakota. So there are some dingy people around. I mean, I just mean that in kind of fun. But just, are you ready to go?
No.
Are you not? Okay. Well, just because of this fight with the COVID-19 that's been going on in our area, just want you to know that the church council is going to be talking about that this Tuesday night. Decide what we are going to do as a church as far as the mask or not mask on the Sunday morning worship. So keep that in mind. Appreciate your input on that. I mean, right now we're doing the best we can with social distancing, and we've got hand sanitizers located throughout the church, and encourage you that after the church that if you don't want to talk to anybody or just nod and say hi, and go home, that's just fine. If you do find somebody you'd like to visit with, just kind of watch the space, I guess, and you do that. And we just want you to be aware of that's what we're doing as a church council. Also realize that this is the month we're kind of updating or upgrading our air conditioning. We don't need air conditioning anymore, I don't think. But we're upgrading our heating systems as well, so that will be taking place in the church. So I don't know what to expect from Sunday to Sunday. If you need to bring a little jacket or something just to make sure that you're warm enough, do so. If not, it might be a little cool in here. It might be a little warm. I'm just not sure what's going to happen there, but it's going to be upgraded that we get to a higher efficiency and replace some of the furnaces that have been here since 1969. So keep that in mind as well. Also remind you that there is bulletins that are going to be placed in the book box on the southwest side of the church, and there's some annual business meeting booklets that will be in there as well. If you're around the area, you can pick them up and take them home today. And then Operation Christmas Child, Carol Banta, you are here. What?
Yes, just wanted to let you know, we went through all the items that we've been collected so far, and we're really short on personal care items like bars of soap, toothbrushes, like nail clippers, combs, brushes. We can't send any liquids, but anything that is brought in, we give to Jeff for his trip to Mexico. Otherwise, the collection day week is the 16th through the 23rd, and so we'll probably be packing the boxes that week. I'm not exactly sure yet what that's going to look like. And then there's also $9 per box for shipping. So if you would prefer not to go shopping, I've been given some money from others, and I can kind of help fill the boxes. Or if you'd like to save it and give it to us for the donation for the package and shipping. Otherwise, some of these kids have nothing, so whatever you can give them. Enjoy.
Thank you, Carol, for taking care. You've been doing this for how many years? Three years?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If you can help her out or just go visit with her, talk to her, call her, whatever it is, about what you can do if you'd like to help. But it is Operation Christmas Child. It's a shoebox that gets things put in there for kids. They get sent somewhere around the world. Do you have any idea where they're going to be sent this year?
No, we don't know that until they get to the collection center.
They will let us know.
The last couple of years, it's been in Botswana and some of those Africans.
It was in Africa, or it was last year, I believe. And this one, yeah, if you have any questions, call Carol Banta. We appreciate you doing this, Carol. And also, just would like to remind you that Bob Floss is going to have hip surgery this coming Thursday. So he's our piano player, in case you don't know who he is. And that means he might not be here. If he has surgery, he will not be here. If he doesn't have surgery, you will be here.
Yeah.
And then the following Sunday, you will be here. That's the plan.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff Kyle just had hip surgery on Monday. He's back at home doing fine. And we hope and pray that it'll be the same thing for Bob, too, with that. So we're going to just pray for Bob here this morning. And even for Walt Meyer. Walt Meyer got a text last night that he's in the hospital at Spirit Lake. He's in an isolation room, and he's feeling better. This was last night, but he needs to be there. I don't know when he'll get out, but Cheryl just said that things are looking better than what they were yesterday. So we're going to just take some time to pray for Walt and for Bob here this morning. Let's do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you because you're a prayer-hearing God, and you're a God who answers prayer as well. So we lift up to you, Lord Bob, with his hip replacement that is coming up. And, you know, he's had a knee replacement this year. He's, in the past years, he's had some other things that are going on in the hospital where it was pretty serious, from what I understand. It was before I became pastor here, and people weren't sure if he was going to make it through or not. But we are thankful for your grace and your healing hand and your healing touch on his life, that you've brought him back to us, and that we can hear him play, and as he leads the praise band, we are just grateful for his gifts and his talents, and most of all for using him in our times together as we worship you. So we just pray that you go ahead of him today and this week, give the doctors and those that he will come into contact with. We just pray that you guide their hands and that you would help them to do whatever goes on with replacing a hip. And we just pray that you keep the infection away and allow them to come back home and to be healing in a fast rate where you can come back and be a part of us and singing and playing the piano again real soon. Lord, we lift up to you Walt today and Cheryl. And Lord, we oftentimes don't always know what's taking place, what's happening, because no one can really go into the room and visit with him or see. But we're grateful for Cheryl's text that she does and keeping us informed of what is happening. And we just pray, Lord, that no news is good news. And we just pray that you would allow the medication and the things that they're putting into Walt, that it will do the job that it's meant to do, and that he will be able to go home real soon. And no better place to be than home. That's without a doubt. And so we just lift him up to you, Lord, that you would just touch him and heal him and allow him to continue to be the guy that he is. Fun-loving, just a wonderful person to spend time with. And we just pray that you be with him in a special way today. We pray that you be with all the other ones that are in our prayer requests as well today, Lord. And you are our hope. You are the one that can do miracles and do things we could never, ever think or imagine. You are this kind of a God. And we are grateful that we can know you and that you know us by name today as well. And so we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want to say one more thing, and that is... Actually, there's two more things. There's some baskets out in the foyer. If you wanted to buy a basket, I think there's some prices that are on them out there. That is a little fundraiser that goes towards reaching the unreach. It's for Pastor Tim and Bev Nappi. And they have a mission that is in Western Africa. And they haven't been able to get to a lot of churches and a lot of places like they normally have done. So this is just kind of one way that we can be of help to them in letting them know that even though they can't get out to different places, that their home church is behind them and wishes the best for them as well and encourages them with the baskets that are given. Also, just a church digital sign, a new one that we're going to put out here. We will not purchase that until all the funds have come in. Just want you to know that $3,400 has come in at this point in time. The figure we're looking at is around $15,500 to be able to do everything with that sign. So we will not purchase it until all the funds have come in for that. Just so you are aware of that. And you can let others know that as well. That's all the announcements that I'm going to make. Are we ready back there? Remember the day when you didn't have these things?
Can we go back to that?
We might have to today. We might just have to say, like, you know, we'll go back to hymn book. Is there a hymn book in the...
Nice.
We'll have to go back by singing by memory or humming along with the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also wanted to mention Christopher Johns last Sunday. He'll be heading down to Florida.
Yeah.
And then he'll be back again and around in April. So,
thank you, CJ.
Christopher Johns. We'll be in Africa in January. Lisa and I will be in Milford.
Yeah.
Thank you there, Sharon and Jeff.
We don't have anything, yeah.
I saw it a minute ago.
Thank you.
apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not an offspring, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people may know there is none beside me. I am the Lord. There is no other. I form the light, create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. The song that we've been sharing together for this month, The Same Love.
Thank you.
comes from Psalm 96, 1 through 9. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
Praise the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Verses 15 through 22. I read in Jesus' name. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. "Teacher," they said, "we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this? And whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we hear your text here before us today, we know that it meant something when you spoke this. It meant something that your Holy Spirit saw that it would be written down for us today. And so therefore, Lord, make it come alive for us today. Help us to hear what you want us to hear from your word today. May we apply it to our hearts and to our lives today and the days ahead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Questions are a way to find something out. We ask questions that help us to understand something that we want to know. Questions help us to clarify something that we're really not sure of. Questions can also be used to try and trap someone in their own words. Have you noticed that in this election year? Questions of all different kinds. Questions even, you know, with the justice of the Supreme Court. Amy, what's your last name?
Eric.
Yeah. We see and hear a lot of questions today with the candidates' views as well as with the Supreme Court nominee. And we have to ask the question, are they consistent? Are their answers consistent, or are they truthful, or are they false? In our text today, there are questions being asked of Jesus by the Pharisees and the Herodians. You know who the Herodians are? They're just kind of part of the followers of the Herods. There's Herod the Great, and then he had some sons, gave up his kingdom after he died. They went to his sons, so it became broken up into four different little portions that they would all govern. The Herodians were ones that, this is what's very interesting about talking about the Pharisees and the Herodians is because, first of all, they never got along. And they hated each other, the Pharisees and the Herodians. And, does it sound familiar today? Two different parties. I'm not going to go there. Just let you know how relevant what we see going on today goes way back in the time of Jesus as well. Jesus has just given three different parables, and with each parable, prior to what he's giving, what he's saying here, each parable kind of turns up the heat, and it directs the punchline of the parable and the parable on those who are questioning him about his authority and his teaching. And the result is given in Matthew 21, verses 45 to 46. Where they know that Jesus and his parables were talking about them. And I just want to read that. I know I mentioned this, I believe, last week or the week before. But here's what it says. It says, "Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people who will produce its fruit." Well, I'm on the wrong one here. "When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables, they knew he was talking about them. And once they knew that these parables were directed at them personally, they looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held that Jesus was a prophet." So one of the things we find here about Jesus in our text today is that Jesus knows what is in their hearts, just like he knows what is in your heart here today. He calls them hypocrites. He knows that their intentions are not for good, but they're for evil. And notice the approach, how they approach Jesus. They come to him and they go, you know, they probably called him rabbi. But here it says, "Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. Contrary to these guys, the Pharisees and the Herodians, they're paying attention to what people are thinking about Jesus." And what they're saying about Jesus here, it's absolutely true. This is really who he is, but it's not being said to him sincerely from their hearts. They're just kind of buttering him up. And so they say to him, "Tell us then, what is your opinion, Jesus? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" This is their trick question. Trying to trip him up, trying to trap him in this question. So here's the dilemma. With this question that they give to Jesus, if Jesus answers, "We'll pay the tax," well, then he's siding with the Herodians who are dependent and they're loyal to the Romans. They get money from the Roman government to do and to sustain their little family party. If Jesus says, "Don't pay the tax to Rome," then he's siding with the Pharisees. And the Pharisees can't stand Roman rule. They don't like the Roman government. They want to be independent from Rome altogether. They want to just be, "We're Jews and we go along with what Jews stand for and what we believe." And so that's the dilemma that Jesus has before him on how he answers this. And the whole plan here is to put Jesus between a rock and a hard place because he knows that this is a trap. And they're really wanting to take this to some of the authorities, however he answers this in some way, to be able to say, "We heard him say this and now we can get rid of this guy." But Jesus answered this way, "Show me the money. Show me the money." And he asked them questions. Whose portrait is this? So they gave him a denarius. A denarius is a silver coin. It's a Roman silver coin. And he asked them, "Well, whose portrait is on that coin? And then what is the inscription behind it?" And I brought with me some quarters. No. We know it's a quarter because who is the face on one side of the quarter? You know? Who is the face on the quarter? Come on.
George Washington.
There you go. George Washington is on one side of the quarter. It says here on the United States of America, it's got a quarter dollar, liberty, and in God we trust. That's on a new quarter. 2019. The quarter used to be on the back side of the quarter a number of years ago was what? You had George Washington on the front side. What was on the back side of the quarter?
Eagle.
Yeah. What kind of an eagle?
Bald.
It's a bald eagle because that is our national symbol of our country. Well, they've changed that now because you don't find an eagle on the newer ones. This one has got, it's really small. But it's the American Memorial Park. That's what you find on the back of this one. On another one, you find, it's like a Maltese cross on the back of a quarter. And then it's got four different other images on there that goes along that this is the San Antonio Mission. It's on the back side of this quarter. But on the front side is George Washington. I don't know if that's how we got our money off the Roman denarius. You know, it evolved into what we have today. But I did bring with me just a regular old quarter, 1986. That's really old. Anybody born in 1986? But there on the backside, you have the bald eagle. It's there. I'm not sure when they changed all this. It's just changing. Catch that. You see, in Jesus' day, just a little background with this tax. It's called a poll tax. And it was to be paid by every guy, every male, every Jewish male who was over 14 years old was to pay this tax to the Roman government. And every girl that was 12 years old, did you catch 12 versus 14? Every girl had to pay this tax as well. And you paid it every year till you're 65. Now back in that day, how long did you live?
65.
You probably didn't live to 65, and if you did, you were really old. But a lot of times, many died before they were 65. You died a lot younger back then because everything was more, you know, labor, physical work. It wasn't an easy life. So it was a denarius, a Roman silver coin, that was one day's average wage for anybody in the time of Jesus. So that meant that these people would have to work one day and give it to the government. Now, if we look at our taxes, how many days do we work? Depends upon which tax bracket you're in. How many days you work giving back to the government, the IRS, by April 15th? It's a lot more than one day. It can be months. So on one side of the denarius is the image of the emperor's head, the profile, and on the other side is an inscription that described the religious claim of the Caesar of the day. And this particular Caesar would probably be that he'd be recognized as he was the high priest of the kingdom or of the empire. So that would be the inscription on the back that he does have some religiosity in his life, but anyone who didn't bow down to Caesar in that day, that was the end of you. Caesar was looked upon as being the god of the day. So it sounds a little bit like our income tax today, doesn't it? What's going on here? How many love April 15th? do not raise your hand. I don't like it. Puts pressure on you, does it? Got to think, get things together. You got to do these things. You got to report. You got to get it all taken care of. You got to have your own lawyer to do everything because you can't figure it out for yourself. But there may be some of you who are smarter than that, and you can do it yourself and have been doing it that way your whole life. Good for you. I wish I was like you. Well, Jesus basically says to them, give to Uncle Sam what is Uncle Sam's, and give to God what is God's. It says the people who heard this, they were amazed at what he said. And they left and they went away. He didn't fall for the trap. He didn't fall into it. But they were amazed and went away. I want to just close, as we kind of wrap this all up, by just looking at the image that you find on the coin and to remind you that we are made in God's image, aren't we? We read about that in the first chapter, the first two chapters of the Old Testament of Genesis. We're made in the image of God. And then our image fell. It got marred because of sin. And God never gave up on us. He still promised a Savior. He still pursued us. He's still pursuing us today. And wanting to have a loving relationship with us. And we know that because of the New Testament, where he sent us his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And he's the one who forgives us because he laid down his life on the cross. That is where you and I should have been nailed to. We're the guilty ones. He is the innocent one. He took our place. And he died there. But he didn't stay dead. He rose again on the third day, victorious for us. Showing that he has the power over sin, death, and Satan. And we too can have that same power as we believe in him. It's what he does and what he does in us. And so we find in the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost. What happened on the day of Pentecost? It is when God gave to us his Holy Spirit, and he comes and indwells and lives in every believer at that time as well as thereafter, which means up to today. And he restores us. And it's the Holy Spirit who comes and lives in us. So God can work in us and through us to become more like his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. To make us more like Jesus. How's it been for you lately? Becoming more like Jesus? Some of you are up there in years. You should be more like Jesus than ever. Right, Rob? I'd ask Dean Ramsey to be sleeping. So. No, he's still there. He's awake now. Oh. Get this back on here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, there's where it says that the Holy Spirit transforms us into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Just want you to know that that's where I got the answer. That's where it's at. And I pass it on to you. But that's the work of the Holy Spirit, to make us more like Jesus. But we need Jesus Christ in our hearts and our lives first. That's where it starts. Just as listening to the songs today, there was one song today, Bob, that you had that talked about being saved. He saves us. Yeah. I remember growing up, I had no clue. Somebody asked me, are you saved? I go like, What are you talking about? What is this save business? What is this save stuff? Well, it comes from the word salvation. And it just means being forgiven of your sins because Jesus died in your place. He saves you. He saves you from going to hell, from the punishment of hell, and gives you eternal life. And you're like, oh. From not knowing to knowing it makes a big difference. You can know a lot about Jesus and still not know him. You can have lots of religion and still not have a relationship. God wants to have a relationship with you through his Son. So it's very important of your faith, of where you set it, where you put it. Is it found in Jesus Christ or is it in some other place? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I am so thankful that you loved us first. Through your Son who went to the cross and just followed everything that you sent him to do for us. Lord, thank you. I just want to thank you today for all that you've done for me, all that you've done for us that are here today, all that you've done for those that are listening in on Zoom or hearing this later on in the week, who knows. But you love each and every one of us so much that you don't want us to continue on in our lives the way that they are going if we don't have Jesus in our hearts. So Lord, today we just say, help me to be more like Jesus. And I'm glad that your Holy Spirit can do that. Because I know in my own strength, my own power, forget it. It ain't going to happen. But because of your love that's already in me, in your Holy Spirit, that is what you want to take place in our lives and to transform us and to restore us and to redeem us because of the cross. So Lord, be with my friends here today, those that are listening in, that this would be their heart's desire and their prayer in their lives as well. Is that I just need Jesus and follow him in the days in which we live in. If it's Corona 19 virus, if it's the election coming up, Lord, it doesn't mean as much as it does to know that we have a faith in Christ Jesus as our Savior. You will see us through this. You will see us in it. And we know that we have you as a promise in our lives, and we have nothing but good to look forward to in our future and the present day. So may Jesus always be glorified, and may we live for him today and every day, we pray. In his precious name, amen. Let us recite the Apostles' Creed together. Let us stand, please, and we'll follow that with the Lord's Prayer and the benediction, and then Bob will come to lead us with the last song today. Let's say it together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. You may be seated. Receive the benediction today. I can find it so good because I got Al and Angie's little envelope in there, right there. That's why I find it so quickly. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Wow.
Go in peace and serve.